Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am sending each and every one of you so much peace today in the hopes that you can claim your own sense of peace and feel grounded enough to just be still in it long enough to offer yourself what some would think would be a meditation. I say if you want to meditate, go for it, but also just sitting in peace for a moment and breathing deep through the nose, out through the mouth, does wonders. And if you can accomplish that, you are ahead of the game. So Awakening Matters covers everything from health to nutrition to mind, body, spirit, all areas, universal frequency, vibration, electromagnetic fields, hall of records, soul of contracts, everything. So, and I have a website, CynthiaSloan9.com, as well as a YouTube channel, which you can access through that website, and many, many other things that I offer. And I do so because my life has been one that has given me and offered me the opportunity to witness miracles left and right. And yes, I am using the word miracles, and I mean it literally. So by many people's, or I'll say doctors, nurses, et cetera, I shouldn't be alive. And I was set to do a major surgery. This was a long time ago, but nonetheless, it's timeless and ageless. And I was set to do a surgery, and it was all, I think I had a week or two before it. It was all ready to go, and I went home and did a lot of meditation and intention, and with the knowledge that we can't really alter the frequency, vibration, and physical cellular matter around us if we don't start with ourselves. We must always begin with ourselves and have a foundation in that knowing, in experience, a transformation, before we can really accomplish anything beyond that. Now, so I had that knowledge and have it and so much more now, but at the time I was doing meditations, intentions, and all kinds of things, to transmute, remove, heal, make translucent, whatever this huge unknown tumor, they think it was a tumor in my uterus and that it was quite large. I probably would have, if it was still there, I'm going to backtrack. So they didn't know. They thought I had a tumor, and so I went in. I was having a lot of discomfort, and they said, we got to get that out of there. And when they told me the size of it, I said, yes, okay. So we scheduled it, and then I went in on the day that I was supposed to have surgery. And I said, can I please have an ultrasound? And they said, what? No, you're about to go into surgery. And I was wearing the gown already, and I said, I know, just really quick ultrasound, fast, like right now. And so the surgeons called somebody, didn't tell her anything. She was a tech, and I thank God for her. And she said, just do an ultrasound on her uterus. And so I went in and laid down on the table, and I didn't say a word. And she was doing the ultrasound, and she said, she yelled out to the surgeon, what am I looking for? There's nothing here. And I remember just feeling at peace and knowing that the conversation, of course I was joyful, but the conversation and the knowing that that conversation I had with my cellular body and my belief that that conversation, because you can be surface, but you really want to be intentional and have that belief move all the way through you. What's the difference? It's just the difference of a thought versus a feeling. So you can have a thought I want this to go away, and I call up on the energy to make it go away, good, it's done. Or you spend time feeling, okay, this is what it feels like with it, this here, and this is what it feels like with it gone. So it's much more, there's a greater commitment there. And so I got up from the table, and the surgeon came in, and she said, please lay down. So I did. And she said, I need to see this. And she was almost angry. Not almost, okay, I'm being nice. She was angry that it was gone. And she said, well, where'd it go? And I said, you know, I am really at peace with what we have not found, and so I'm good. And I started getting up, and she said, no, let's just do exploratory surgery. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not against surgery or doctors or nurses. I thank God for them. But I am talking right now about our own humanity and our ability to, and sometimes it's with your intention, communicating with your cellular body and doing all of that inner work and working with a doctor. So it's not always either or. Sometimes it's the bridge of both. But in that particular instance, I said to her, no, thank you. I don't need exploratory surgery. I just need to go home now. And so I did, and it never came back. And that's one of many, 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 many miracles that I have had the incredible life experience to witness. And so I'm saying this to you because, you know, we're in a time right now. Well, I guess we're always in a time right now. It depends on what's going on in your life. But miracle, there's never a bad time for miracles. So it's not like we're in a time right now where miracles would be great. Other times, not so much. No, miracles are great all the time, of course. But I think reaching far beyond what is just seen and heard right now and remembering that you are a universal being with the capacity to restore, heal, fall back in love with yourself, treat yourself as you would like to be treated by others. There's so much on the stage and the page of your life about who you are and how you are that you actually have a say-so in, as opposed to just reacting or just waiting and watching to see what comes next. You have a say-so in what comes next, and you can alter it. You know, when I was very, very young, around 5 years old, I experienced being told, and there are videos about all of this. This is different wording, but the same concept on my YouTube channel. But when I was very young, I remember seeing my guides visually and communicating with them at 5 years old telepathically. You didn't speak out loud. You just, actually, I felt more heard by them, speaking with them from my entire being versus the verbal communication that we have. And so I would communicate with them as they would communicate with me telepathically. And they told me at that time that the energy that dwelled in all of us, but the energy and the light that I saw in them, because there was so much light in their etheric body, in their light body. Of course, at 5 years old, I wasn't using these words. It was probably more like, wow, something like that. But and in awe of it, and the beauty of it, and the peace of it, and the calm of it, as well as the love, the all-encompassing love coming from these guides. And so basically, they were able to say to me in a way that I understood at 5 years old and also felt probably on a soul level, that what I was seeing in them existed in me. And so from a very young age, I accepted that the divine light, wisdom, and love of universal concepts, and I just felt a part of something so much bigger when I was told that. And there was so much joy coming from these guides, so much joy in the peace of knowing that they themselves were a part of a matrix, a tapestry, a frequency, a vibration, a physicality, a sacred geometry, and all of the above, that was so much bigger than what humanity allows itself to see. And so I saw so much more, and I remember feeling that the humanity around me, and not just in my home growing up, because that was definitely an intense, heavy scene, but even beyond the home, I remember seeing people's guides with them and seeing their joy and seeing the actual people that they were connected to very much outside of joy. And probably because they were in a soul evolution. We all are. But I remember that. I remember thinking, I don't remember what age I thought this, but maybe I thought it at 5 or 10 or 15, but I remember thinking, how interesting, because the guides go through what I'm going through, or they're a witness to it, but basically they're able to not judge, just love. They're able to understand and be kind. And what's happening doesn't shake them from the foundation of knowing who they are, why they are, and how they are. Now, that's a big one. No matter what was happening. Now, many people will go, hello, duh, they were etheric. They're not physical. They had it so much easier. Yes and no, but that's for another show. They were basically a mirror for me in life about learning. And basically, they said to me at that time, do not diminish who you are and what you've accepted, because what dwells inside of you comes from a very high place. And you must carry that and not become small. And the reason they were saying things like this to me at such a young age is because I was in an environment that was very intense and heavy and dark. And when a child, teenager, or even adult for that matter, is constantly feeling unsafe, they can find themselves contracting out of fear. The fear takes over, understandably so, and that fear becomes bigger in that moment than anything else. And so my spirit guide said, we're going to teach you, and you know this already, but we're going to teach you and remind you who you are and how you are and why you are through this environment. And so they did that. They used the actual negativity to show me the duality of humanity and believing that something is because you're witnessing versus the ability to go deeper and return or remember that you're a universal being. And just because you're being shown something doesn't mean that that's your truth. You still have the universal law of free will to make a choice. And so so it's an incredible opportunity for a teaching and a learning. And oh boy, did I receive a lot. So let's fast forward through many other miracles. Let's see, another one was, you have, I was told you have a heart disorder and you need heart surgery. And I said, okay. And what I often do with doctors or nurses, et cetera, is I will receive their perception and version of what it is that they're looking at, and then go home and do my inner work. And so, according to them, I should be dead. And I did not have surgery, and I am doing very well. Thank you. But then it took me to a whole other level of thinking about emotions as an adult, thinking about emotions as an adult. And what I started thinking about was, for many people, regardless of age, but I am addressing, adult age and even into old age, there's a very strong, at times, I hope it's at times and not all the time, there sometimes is a very strong energy of loneliness, feeling isolated, feeling disconnected, not connected, feeling literally unseen, unheard, and unless you have pets, you're just probably talking to yourself or your guides, but there's an energy of loneliness that occurs, which begins to erode and eat away at the feeling of connectedness to either who you are and also and to the fact that you're a universal being. If you're not showing up in a sacred way to communicate with your guides or communicate with your loved ones on the other side to expand beyond just the loneliness of a room or a house, then you're going to feel just the loneliness of the room or the house. But you definitely start to accept behavior you never would have. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about if you are lonely and you've been alone for a very long time and then somebody comes into your life. There's a tremendous amount of, I'm assuming, joy and excitement, and you become, for lack of a better term, alive again, so to speak. You become happy. You start to experience parts of yourself that you or the environment that you're in have cut you. You have cut yourself off from. So, but the thing is, if you are extremely lonely and somebody comes into your life, there's tremendous joy, but then all of a sudden there are times where you start to accept behavior you never would have. And that is based on forgetting that you are already a part of a universe that loves you very, very much. It's also a part of, I don't want to go back there, meaning to the loneliness. So I guess I'll just put up with this or that. It'll pass. And I think what I'm trying to say is that we are so multifaceted. We are so multidimensional. We are so, let me think of the right word. Endless. We are so endless, and we go on and on, but we are also have access to parts of us that we forget. And the focus inward, I'm not leaving the loneliness part, but I was talking earlier about doing the work that miracles can produce because you did the work. I mean, it's almost every show I'm talking about, because it's so important. It's actually the foundation of why you're here, is not just to lift up the world, but to lift yourself up first. You cannot lift another up and sustain it, or even accomplish lifting another up if you have not lifted yourself up. And so I'm not just talking, some people go, I feel great, I got a new outfit. I've actually heard this from clients. I got a new outfit and I'm wearing new jewelry and high heels. I feel so lifted. I've literally heard that. And I'm so happy for the person I am. And I say to them, you know, that feels so good. I've had that experience and it's wonderful, but that's the external, and your feeling of experiencing yourself being uplifted is going to be temporary, because then when you take off that outfit, you're just going to rejoin the version of you that you think you really are. underneath that outfit. And so that's why I think going within and even contemplating, well, there's this person that's saying I'm part of the universe. Let me feel my bigness. And by the way, there's a lot of complicated ways out there that are offered about how to help you or connect you to yourself or to the universe. It's as simple as focus and a conversation with yourself. And that is to know when you are talking with yourself. And no, I'm not sitting here going, everybody start talking to themselves, either quietly, internally, or out loud. But there's nothing wrong with that. But I am saying, in order to know the expansiveness of who you are and that you are here having an experience, but that you are so much more than that, is to start having a dialogue with yourself in a universal way. It can be, I mean, there's no script. No, that's not true. People are definitely out there going, this is the script and this is the way, but I'm saying to you, and make it your own. This is just in my experience. If you take time to meditate, which is focused intention, or to have a conversation with your universal self, so to go through your third eye or your heart center or just out into your aura and then expand it into the universe and just your microphone walking around. I saw something the other day that said, if your words, I'm not going to remember it, but it was something to the effect of, if your words were your clothing, if you wore your words, would it represent the beauty of you? It's not what it said, but that's how I'm interpreting it. If your words, meaning with yourself, if you were to wear those words as clothing, would they represent how much you love yourself? Would it represent how much you are willing to put your own needs, meet your own needs first? And what I mean by that is we are set up in a paradigm with humanity on many levels, more so than not, to people please, or think of another first, or think of five people first and put yourself last. And I'm saying if you don't want to be drained at the end of the day, not only put yourself first, like what do I need today to give to myself in order to be able to be there for other people, but include myself in the mix. And that's not just once in the morning, that's throughout the day. Because you are this universal, illuminated, incredible light force that has the ability to transcend what happens to you, but not if you're looking outside of you. You've got to go within, because that's the door to open to access anything and everything you've ever wanted and more. Everything. So the other thing I was going to share with you is, you know, when something happens that scares us or traumatizes us, as humans, when there is a new fear or a new trauma, it triggers all the way down the ladder. So it triggers all the way down the line. And so what I mean to say is your inner fears or your inner traumas aren't like, oh, wow, that's horrible what happened to me today. But the trauma that I went through when I was a kid is just going to stay where it is. No, any trauma or fear, anything that's holding you back that keeps coming up, by the way, it keeps coming up in your life because it wants you to not only remember who you are, but to claim your power and your inner power, your inner clarity, your inner voice. I often say to people, if a negative comes up, it's asking you to replace it with a positive. Doesn't matter what the issue is or the conversation is. If it is negative, it's asking you to replace it with a positive. And that's just about you with you, because really, that's all that matters as you move through your soul evolution. I think to treat yourself sacredly, whatever that means to you, is very important. So let's say there's somebody in your life that you treasure and that you love so much and you never want them to hurt. You never want them to forget who they are or feel bad. Please, please think about yourself that way, even if you have to visualize your inner child, and treat yourself that way as much as possible as well, because then suffering and trauma gets transmuted as opposed to getting built up within you, and then you move into crisis. And so that's what I'm basically trying to help you to know, is that you have access to an energy that is creating worlds, and you are really being asked to walk in your own light, not to ignore others. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that if somebody in your life, well, let's switch this around. If you in your life are looking at somebody and saying, that person is going to make me happy, that person is going to heal me, or that person makes me feel safe, there's a likelihood that you don't trust yourself to do that, or energetically you don't feel the stream of strength there. And no one outside of you can sustain that. Maybe they can for a long time, but they can't sustain it ongoing. And it just keeps you in a state or a place of diminished capacity with yourself when you are here to experience the biggest version of yourself. I guess we're all here to experience different parts of ourselves, but certainly the biggest version of you would be the part that feels the fear and does it anyway, and also feels, you love yourself so much that you would go for something, regardless of the job interview or whatever, even inner work with yourself, even if those around you are like, ew, what are you doing? I wouldn't do that, that you would still do it. And you know what? Why am I saying all of this? Because I'm 57. I'm going to be 58 on September 25th. And I have lived an extraordinary life of massive duality, meaning that I've experienced things that I didn't even understand, manifestations right in front of me. And that were incredible and beautiful and breathtaking and extraordinary, and took my breath away, and I felt lifted, etc. That doesn't even touch it. I can just do a show where I go from experience to experience and experience. If there's somebody out there that can explain this one to me, why not? This was right at the beginning of COVID. And I was leaving a clothing store, and I was walking into a mall. And before I got even close to the front door of the mall, I felt around the external part of my aura. So you have your body, and then I can feel my aura extended beyond me. I can feel it as you would feel your arm. I can feel my aura as an extension of me. And so I'm walking, I'm in the middle of walking, and all of a sudden I stop, and I feel, how can I describe this? It feels like 10,000 small, how can I describe this? It felt like 10,000 balls, like little tiny, I don't know, racquetball court balls just being thrown at me all at the same time in all the same directions, like in front of me, on the sides of me, behind me, above me, below me. But it was happening on the, I didn't feel it coming at my aura is what was stopping it. And it was hitting my aura all at the same time, all around me. And I was literally saying out loud, look, I don't do drugs. I don't drink. What the heck is going on? And it just, it was so intense, and it went on, like, intensely, I would say, for probably about 2 minutes. And then it stopped, and I just stood there, like, whoa. Like, what, I mean, I guess I was waiting to see if my arm was going to fall off, or if my legs were going to, you know, give out, or what was going to happen. And I just stood there, and I was like, wow, I still don't get that one. So if anybody has an idea, email me. It's on my website, CynthiaSloan9.com. But anyway, so things like that happened to me. Now, that wasn't a miracle. That was a mystery. That was like, what? And I didn't get sick, and I didn't feel bad after. I mean, there was intense stuff happening in my life at the time, like everybody's life, stuff that I never would have imagined in a million years would happen in my life with humanity. I'm not talking about COVID. That was bad enough. I'm talking about other stuff. But anyway, that was happening in my life. But that thing, that was something else. And so my point is that, what did I do after that? I thought, okay, clearly whatever that was trying to get in somehow, and my aura, if you will, it was hitting my aura, not me. I mean, I could feel it beyond my physicality. And so I thought, okay, let's center, let's clear, let's ground, and let's go home. And so I did. The other thing that stuff that's happened to me is, like, I've walked into a bookstore and gone to ask for a job, and the person on the phone is on the phone with their only employee that's quitting. And so she asks me my name, and I give it to her, and she says, don't move, you're hired. So then I end up working at a metaphysical bookstore, which was wonderful. So things like that would happen often. And so why am I saying all this? I'm saying this because the more you get connected to who you are internally, to the universe that is you, the more you open the pathways to come to you, for things to come to you that that maybe wouldn't if those pathways weren't open, is what I'm saying. So with that said, does that mean that I've had an incredible life with no issues? No, it's very much the opposite. It's very much the opposite. You know, I was talking to this woman the other day in Europe. It's a beautiful soul, and she was saying how she's a light worker, and she's a healer, and she's many things, and how she is literally persecuted and hated by a group of actually women. And she was saying they have tried to destroy her career, they have destroyed her character in the eyes of the town that she lives in, etc., and she was just ready to throw in the towel. And what's interesting about that is that, okay, I'm really laughing at myself right now because I've been talking all night about how you should connect to yourself and bring your soul forth and expand your light. And now I'm about to talk about how, but you might get attacked. Oh, my gosh. So she had that experience. This is not everybody's experience, and I certainly never thought I would experience it in this life. Maybe in a past life, but it happened in this life to me as well. And so my point is, I was really listening to what Spirit was saying to her about her experience. And what came to me after was, who you are is not based on how much you are liked or hated. It's not based on other people's opinion. It should be based upon your own opinion and what you believe and want out of your life. And so I would say that I'm probably someone who has experienced much more hate in this lifetime from humanity than I have experienced love. And that to me now, you know, at 57, going to be 58, is not, that's not the mystery. The mystery to me is how, after a lifetime like the one that I've had, and not too long ago, having another horrific experience, the mystery to me is how, Cynthia, is your heart still open? How are you, how come you still trust? How come you still love with all of who you are? How come you have it in you to rescue a dog and at the same time heal and bring a hummingbird back to life? And you're crying the whole time because you're so invested with all of you to help and make a difference when you are so thoroughly hated. And I'm saying this all for a reason. But so thoroughly hated by people who don't understand you, don't get you, are threatened by your light, often tell you you're beautiful and hate you for that, and then turn around, and this is why I'm saying all of this. It's not about me. It wasn't about my clients. It doesn't matter if you have one or 50, or in my case, 12 people against you and trying to take you down and even accomplishing it with the community that you live in. It's not about you. It is about them with themselves. And if they have gathered in a group consciousness to bring somebody down, that speaks about who they are, how they are, where they are in their soul evolution, and what's going to happen to them long term is none of your business. I happen to know that the group that did that to me is no longer even connected. And so my point is, I became more connected to myself and know myself greater than I ever have. And I am not saying by any means you have to have these horrific experiences to awaken, to know yourself, to transform, to no, none of that needs to happen. But if you are in a dark area of your life, if you are feeling isolated, if your character is being assassinated, if your name is being dragged through the dirt and you have done nothing, or even if you have done something, but it doesn't even come close to the amount of backlash you're having, then please know you're going to get through it. You're going to be better than you were before it. And you have support that I have. And I'm talking about myself because I can speak to you from a place of knowing that if I received it, it's available to you. And so I did not have human support, but I had the entire universe backing me. And I went through a lot of transformation and then came back fully to myself and the clarity that learned a lot of stuff and clarity, not only stuff about myself, but people in general. And so my point to you is connecting with your inner universal self, clearing your chakras, calibrating your chakras. There's all kinds of stuff online about that. Balancing your energies, clearing your energies at the end of the night, illuminating your aura, etc. There are so many things that you can do to create a solid, strong, anchored foundation to who you are, so that no matter what's going on around you or at you, you don't falter for yourself. You stand strong, and you stand even stronger after it. Because if you stay connected to yourself, even during the rebirth transformation, then after, you will feel yourself grateful for, not for having to go through that, but grateful that you know yourself that much better. But the key is that in the storm, if you don't have a connection in that storm, you're going to fly around and feel battered, etc. And that connection is an inner connection, not an outer connection. So, my point is, remember, if they're talking behind your back, that means you're in front of them. Keep going. Keep going. Don't look back. And know when to let go. Know when to let go in regards to what people think of you, how they think of you, how they define you, etc. And what I mean by that is have your own definition strongly in place so that you can feel held by that definition and it can grow and become even stronger. So, and have a belief system, meaning a belief system in yourself first, but then also have a belief system in whatever it is that you desire. I mean, there's information out there, metaphysical, spiritual, everything from body work to energy work, frequency work. You are part of all of that. And, you know, what we focus on, we give life to. And so I wanted to say, tell people today that if you're going through a hard time, you're going to make it through. If you are not going through a hard time, then celebrate the time you're in. And just know that this journey isn't about perfection and it's not about good times all the time, but it is about knowing who you are so that nothing in this physical dimension can tell you different or define you differently, because that I certainly allowed that to happen, and that's something that you don't have to go through. To heal yourself, totally believe that's possible. So recently, well, I can say it's recently, through many different things, both my thumbs were broken. Yep. Both my thumbs were broken. And so I looked down at, so when I say I looked down, I, from a very young age, have been able to, and you can too, don't be like, oh, well, that's because you can do it. No, from a very young age, I was able to see inside my body as well as the aura around my body. Now, how do you see inside your body? This is how. You don't use your physical eyes. You ask that your third eye be activated. Your third eye be activated. So you can say third eye, however you want to say it, but third eye activate or turn on or open my third eye, close your physical eyes, and then literally like you have, I mean, you can make it your own. You can wear like a welder's lamp on your forehead internally, or you can have a flashlight in your hand internally. And so what do I mean? I mean, if you want to see inside yourself, close your eyes, ask your third eye be opened, and then literally ask yourself, you're talking to your cellular body as well as your spirit guides and your higher self, I want to see the damage done to my thumbs, as an example. I'll use myself as an example. So my eyes are closed, and I'm looking, and I'm seeing, oh, there's redness, there's inflammation. Oh, there's swelling, there's something, there's a muscle tear, whatever it is. And I say to you to close your eyes and breathe and go there. And if you're like, okay, I'm there, I don't see anything, I don't hear anything, forget it, this isn't real. Yes, it is. Go there and start asking questions. So if you go there in your mind, you're like, okay, I have a stomachache, close my eyes, I'm there, I don't hear anything. Then ask questions. Start asking, why do I have a stomachache? Where is it coming from? Is it food related? Is it enzyme related? What do I need? So the more questions you ask, the more you get a picture of what's happening and why. And you can ask questions outside of the box. Is this present life stuff? Is this a past life issue that I'm supposed to heal in this life? If so, clear it now, etc. So again, get to know yourself and your ability to kind of move within you in a way that, how shall I say, gives you access to even more parts of you and parts that help you to remember that you arrived here in body as a baby. So everybody arrived here in the same outfit. So you arrived here in body as a baby, but you arrived whole. So before you experienced trauma or whatever your journey was, you knew you were whole. And so I'm saying that in our adult life, we need to start connecting with our wholeness again, which means the ability to feel parts of us that have been turned down, turned off, shut down, closed the door on most of the time. Why? Because it's not acceptable to others, or it's not accepted by others, or it will make others uncomfortable. So then I say to you, have an inner dialogue. Have an inner dialogue that you communicate with. So the more often, the stronger it becomes. It's like a muscle that you work out. The more often you work out that muscle, the stronger it becomes. Same thing. If you want to be able to see your aura, or, oh, my, I fixed my thumbs, they're back to normal. So my point is not in any way, shape, or form, look at me and my thumbs were broken and now they're not. No. Ew. Ick. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I'm using myself as an example to anyone and everyone that you have access to communicate, repair, and restore yourself. But if you don't begin, you will never know that you have that access and you have that inner voice. And by the way, you don't have to go in there knowing anything in there into your body. You can literally just start asking your inner body questions, because your cellular body is made of trillions of beautiful, gorgeous cells, and they're all communicating with each other. And so when you go in there and you just start asking questions, you are going to receive either the answer will come in a vision, a dream, in the exact moment that you ask. You will receive an answer audibly. You will feel an answer. You will feel pain in your body if you are like, where is this coming from, et cetera. Oh, and by the way, if you do get a pain in your body and you're like, ow, I don't want to experience that, you don't have to. You can say to your body, okay, I don't want to experience that kind of communication. Let's find a new one. If you can draw the outline of a body and be pointing to areas. Is it here? But again, use your third eye and go within and then open your eye and point to the thing on the page and then close your eyes again. It might seem so basic to some, but it's not. It's not. It is about you making it your own and creating a language that speaks to you, speaks about you. And like I started this session, gives you a sense of, no matter what, I'm connected to myself in a way that I can walk on this earth with all different forms, knowing that I am a part of something so much bigger and that I'm connected to that as well, and that you love yourself I'm not working for Hallmark, believe me, but that you love yourself enough to care about yourself first so that then you can offer the wholeness and the fullness that you're feeling to others if they need it. Or you can be a mirror to them if they are needing a mirror, if they're feeling like, no, it's not possible, I can't, that's only for you because you're gifted or because you're special or what have you. No. I had one of the worst childhoods I've ever heard of in the human experience. So, yes, I was very blessed and living hell on earth at the same time. So that was a roller coaster. So, no, it's not just somebody that's blessed or whatever. It's, by the way, the universe doesn't care if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're happy, if you're unhappy. When I say you're connected to something so much bigger, the universe is like a magnet to you and an amplifier. What does that mean? It means if you want to focus on negativity, then the universe is going to go, oh, okay, that's her focus. It's not going, no, we really shouldn't amplify that. It's like, oh, this person wants this experience, or, as a child, I didn't want the experiences that I had, nor at some of the ones I had as an adult. As an adult, I can see the blessing at the same time. But as a child, when you're a part of the universe or connected to the universe, no, I wasn't able to at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and beyond to go, oh, this isn't about me. No, I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that you get through it the best you can, but as an adult, you have a different set of tools available to you, and I really hope you use them. So, my website is CynthiaSloan9.com. You can access YouTube through my name or through the website, and I have two more books coming out. One is my life story, and the other is, the other one's coming out after that. And so there's a lot going on, and it's all good, but what is the best is the ability to feel at peace, knowing that make it your own and do your own work with yourself and feel connected to yourself so that you feel a greater impact on your life and those around you. So thank you so much, and tune in 2 weeks from now for more Awakening Matters. Bye for now.